Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have just wrapped up a meeting in Jerusalem.
Your presence here in Israel today is a clear message that America stands with Israel.
At a joint press conference, Rubio vowed unwavering support a week after Israel's surprise strike targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
Every single hostage, both living and deceased, needs to be home immediately. Hamas can no longer continue to exist as an armed element that threatens the peace and security, not just of Israel, but of the world.
Netanyahu called President Trump the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. In Washington last night, friends, admirers, and politicians gathered at the Kennedy Center for a vigil for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard spoke.
We cannot allow ourselves to be terrorized into silence. We need to live Charlie Kirk's example.
Officials say the 22-year-old suspected of assassinating Kirk is not cooperating with investigators. Governor Spencer Cox tells CNN someone close to him is.
The roommate was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female. This partner has been incredibly cooperative, had no idea that this was happening.
Friends and family, Tyler Robinson, say he'd been radicalized to the left on the internet. Speaking from Spain this morning, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. is very close to a deal with China to settle their dispute over TikTok. Trade talks between the two countries have resumed in Madrid. Some firsts at last night's Emmy Awards on CBS. Seth Rogen accepted the prize for lead actor in a comedy series for Studio.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. This is so nice. Thank you. I appreciate you all. Have a good one.
Noah Wiley, nominated 5 times for ER, won his first Emmy for actor in a drama series. And Stephen Colbert finally picked up the prize for best talk series for his now canceled Late Show on CBS.
While I have your attention, is anyone hiring? Because I got 200 very well-qualified candidates with me here tonight.
Can you be fat but fit? New Danish study says somewhat. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
A study of tens of thousands of Danish people found those with a BMI in the overweight category were no more likely to die in a 5-year period than those with the healthiest BMI. But that does not mean you should stop watching your weight. The researchers say the health threats associated with obesity are real.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lightning strike sparked a fire in a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue early Saturday. Firefighters were able to rescue 4 cats trapped inside. Unfortunately, 1 cat didn't make it. Humans were okay. The homeowner was able to get out after hearing the boom, noticing the smoke and calling 911. The fire caused major damage to the attic and second story, with lighter damage downstairs. The head of a state agency leaving will leave a big impact on Racine and Kenosha counties. Missy Hughes is stepping down later this month as head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. As head of the organization, she helped drive billions of dollars in investment to Racine and Kenosha counties. Under her leadership, WEDC supported Eli Lilly's $4 billion expansion in Kenosha that'll bring 750 new jobs and give the company $100 million in tax breaks. She also backed the big Microsoft data center project in Racine County. The Hughes resignation is effective this week. A search for her replacement is already underway. A return to work is due, says a southeastern Wisconsin representative. Republican Amanda Nedweski, repping Kenosha County, is pushing a bill that would end remote work for state employees and require them back in the office. She says Governor Tony Evers should have made that call himself and argues that the administration hasn't kept proper oversight for employees working from home. A Democrat who represents state workers in Sun Prairie says remote work has saved money and works well. The bill cleared the assembly and now heads to the Senate, though Evers is likely to veto it. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL. After having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football. Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. It's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
When I was growing up, the rule at the dinner table was never speak unless spoken to. If you do speak, have it be relevant to the conversation at hand. And certainly never talk until the person who's currently talking has finished. Whereas I feel like in my wife's family, the rule was, as soon as you think something, say it out loud. Ideally, try to start saying it before you finish thinking it. Try to hear the completed thought outside your head with your ears for the very first time. Another cool thing my wife's family does is they will call a restaurant to order delivery, and it's only when they're on the phone with the restaurant that they ask everybody else what they want. They will low-key criticize the restaurant on the phone with the restaurant. They'll be like, should we get the dumplings? And from across the room, someone will be like, no, their dumplings are soggy. We're not gonna get the dumplings.
Said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground.
you got to me. You brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me.
Got to my soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right. Control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
Neil Diamond, you got to me. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:11. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation not going to be in this morning. She's feeling under the weather. We're going to set a new date for her to come in. She'll bring in her doctor's note to prove that she really was under the weather. And we'll post the note at WRJN.com for everyone to see, just to know it was legit. But no, we wish her well. She'll feel better soon. We're going to talk about Party on the Pavement when she comes back. Yeah, should be a lot of fun in that conversation. Hey, coming up shortly, we're going to give tickets away to Dialogues Documentary Festival. It's coming to downtown Milwaukee at the Downer and Oriental Theaters. Two historic movie palaces. I'd like to win a couple of tickets. It's coming up this hour at WRJN. And speaking about movies... This is from Georgie Girl, the movie of the same name. Here come the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? Those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
Movie came out, what, 1966, 1967, somewhere around there, starring Lynn Redgrave as Georgie Girl. It's 7:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We're looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 76, a clear night tonight, low 63, sunshine tomorrow, beautiful day again, highs near 76. Right now, it's sunny, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. So as Walmart in western Pennsylvania has banned a 60-year-old local man from bringing his emotional support animal inside. The man claims he's been to Walmart now for doing over 3 years with the animal, never an issue. But Walmart says gators are not welcome inside. That's right, he has an emotional support alligator. You're telling me Walmart let him do that for 3 years? So, I don't believe it. Here's
Pete. On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Hoult, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Beach Baby, it's 719, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up later on in the hour, we're giving away tickets to the Dialogues Film Festival. It's a documentary film festival in Milwaukee at the Oriental at Downer Theaters. If you want a pair of tickets, be listening in the next half hour right here at WRJN. But right now, comfort food. You like comfort food? It's a myth. That's what they claim. A study found there's no food that can lift your mood better than any other food. Bad moods basically go away over time, whether you eat comfort food or just sit there quietly, except for chocolate cream pie. And here's my story. When I was in the hospital about 14 years ago, I was bummed out. I was tired of laying in that bed and just tired of looking at the television. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Nurse comes in to, you know, take readings and everything. And she says, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I'm kind of bummed out." She said, "Would a piece of chocolate cream pie make you feel better?" I said, "I think it might." She went down to the hospital kitchen, got me a slice of chocolate cream pie. And you know what? It did make me feel better. Absolutely. I never forgot that moment with that nurse. Fell in love with her right there for bringing me the chocolate cream pie. I love it. Here's Connie Stevens now.
16 reasons
why
Stevens, 16 Reasons, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, Monday morning. I know it's tough getting up. Sunshine today, though. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunshine again tomorrow, highs near 76. Perfect. Sunny and 66 degrees currently right here at Radio Park. You know, 84% of us say we feel underappreciated. Yeah. And the most underappreciated jobs are garbage collector, moms, teachers, and disc jockeys. I threw that last one in there, but yeah, we're underappreciated, I think. 722 WRJN.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She bent down.
The Searchers, Low Potion number 9, 624 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and it is September. That means Party on the Pavement is almost here. A fun Saturday with five music stages, food, drink, and street performers all spread out over a 12-block area in downtown Racine. Plan for a fun day Saturday, September 20th from noon to 7. Party on the Pavement presented by the Downtown Racine Corporation, S.C. Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. See all the details when you click on the events tab at WRJN.com. Hey, I've got a fun fact for you here. Interesting fun fact. You know what the biggest delivery day in Domino's Pizza history was? Was not the Super Bowl. It was the day of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase in June of 1994. A friend of mine works at Domino's, and I asked him that, and he said, man, the O.J. Simpson thing. Yeah. Everybody was watching that Bronco chase with a nice pizza, nice little cool beverage and everything. Yeah, kind of fun. It's 725, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Phil Spector Wall of Sound with the Crystals. Me. Make it 728 at WRJN local news and timeless hits. And did you know we are a superficial bunch of people, aren't we? One out of seven people say they'd end a relationship even if it had the real potential to go the distance if the other person didn't like the same foods as them. It's a good thing I don't think like that, because I don't think there's anything, well, except for certain foods, but I'm not a big fruits and veggie eater. My wife is. She likes a ton of food that I wouldn't touch in a million years. And thank goodness, I'm superficial, but not that superficial. 728, Monday morning with a Bobby Fuller 4. And I fought the law, and the law won. at 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New license plate reader cameras are coming to Racine County. The sheriff's office says installing them will help solve crimes faster and track stolen vehicles more efficiently. The county board voted last week to approve the Flock system. 10 solar-powered cameras will be placed along busy routes like I-94, and they'll capture license plates and turn them into searchable data. Officials say the system only stores data for 30 days unless it's part of an active investigation. That's meant to balance public safety and privacy. They'll talk tomorrow night in Sturdivant about police matters. The Sturdivant Village Board will meet at 6 tomorrow night to further discuss the future of its police department, including whether to outsource police services to the Racine County Sheriff's Office or Mount Pleasant Police. A Saturday morning lightning strike caused a fire at a home on Carlisle Avenue near Summit. The fire department says the homeowner woke up to a loud boom, saw smoke coming from the attic, and called 911 before safely getting out. Firefighters got an attic fire under control in about 30 minutes. No one was hurt, but sadly one cat didn't survive. Firefighters did rescue four others. The cause was confirmed as lightning. There's an estimated $90,000 in damage. A new announcement to start a new week. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce has jumped into the 2026 governor's race, becoming the latest Democrat seeking to succeed Governor Tony Evers. Royce, who represents the Madison area, launched her campaign with a video this morning criticizing, quote, extremists and calling for stronger schools, affordable health care, and better paying jobs. Royce joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, and beer vendor Ryan Sternod in the Democratic field. Republicans Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are also in the race. Representative Tom Tiffany is said to be considering a run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Federal milk marketing order reform is in place. While dairy farmers may be feeling a pinch, their processors are as well. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One dairy economist's perspective on that situation coming up.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Mike Brown is the Vice President for Dairy Market Intelligence at TC Jacoby & Company. He says the projections they're looking at as far as Class 3 milk prices that Wisconsin dairy producers are banking on could drop by as much as 90 cents a hundredweight or 7.5 cents per gallon. Some of this influenced by the federal milk marketing order changes that have gone into effect as of June 1st. And Brown says it's not just dairy producers that are hurting. Processors are as well.
I think what's important when you look at that regulated price, what you paid for your milk, and I think your farmers are asking the right question. Why has this changed? What does it mean? It's important to look at the revenue side, too, and what's going on with our processors in the state, particularly our specialty processors who don't have the ability to process whey to its full value. And even the cream market right now is very weak. So even though the price of butter has obviously dropped a lot, cream multiples are also poor. So they're losing money on their cream as well. It's getting harder to make that up on the cheese side.
Mike Brown, Vice President of Dairy Market Intelligence at TC Jacoby & Company. He says another item that the federal milk marketing orders are forcing to change, premiums. He said right now, producers might start seeing their milk plants coming to them to try to negotiate on an adjustment in that premium. He said it's something to be aware of. Markets coming your way next.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
This morning, December corn is down 4 at 426. November beans down 3 at 1043. And July new crop wheat's unchanged at 561 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's amazing. I've actually been on the dance floor dancing with a girl and had her friend just walk over and just pull her away from me going, bye-bye, And you're left just standing there. Man. There's not a chance in nothing. One guy would walk over to one of his buddies dancing with a girl and go, Earl, you don't even know her. I'm not waiting up all night worried about you. Come on, we're leaving. It's actually just the opposite, and guys understand. Hey, buddy, I might be hooking up tonight. You're walking. It's only 76 miles. It'll quit snowing. Hey, wait a minute. My insulin's in your glove box. I'll get it tomorrow. Let me know what happens.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
You.
Matt James Brown, I got you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 7:40. So a woman in Alabama found a $6,000 wedding dress at Goodwill for $25. She and her boyfriend aren't engaged yet, but she's holding on to it. She says it fits like a glove, and she's absolutely right. Get the dress. First things first, right? Yeah. Let's put the right, correct order here on things. Oh, I love this song. This is Bobby Darin. If I Were a Carpenter. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Bobby Darin. You got to see that biopic about him called Beyond the Sea, Kevin Spacey playing Bobby Darin. Excellent movie. Yeah. You got to see his entire life. He had rheumatic fever as a kid, and it affected his whole life, and he eventually died early on because of it. But good movie. 7:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunny tomorrow, high 76. Right now, sunny and 66. At Radio Park. Don't forget, in a few minutes, we're giving away tickets to Dialogues Documentary Festival. It's coming up September 18th through the 21st. It will celebrate the power of documentary filmmaking. And it'll have conversations, expanded minds during the after the movie's over. And we're giving away tickets in just about 3 or 4 minutes from right now at WRJN. It's coming to the Oriental and the Downer Theaters, the historic movie palaces downtown Racine. All right, if you had a free Friday night, would you be more open to spending it with someone else or a pet? Yeah, I think you guessed what the poll's going to say. Do you prefer people or animals? 44% said the animals. 41% said people. 15% said they don't know. Yeah, that's animals. I don't know means animals. It's 7:44, local news. Timeless hits. WRJN.
Silver in my tambourine, help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Green tambourine.
drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
That goes on for another half hour. Green Tambourine, the Lemon Pipers, 746 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and every day the morning show is sponsored by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community. Community one step at a time. I've got some movie tickets to give away right now. It's Dialogues Documentary Festival coming up September 18th through the 21st at the Oriental and Downer Theaters. And it's over 4 days, presenting 30 films and more than 30 films and programs at 2 year-round cinema venues, the Oriental and the Downer, and extend many of those films with in-cinema talkbacks and panels immediately following the screening. Films will explore themes and topics that are timely and relevant to our communities and audiences. Check out the complete line of documentaries at mkefilm.org, mkefilm.org. If you'd like to go, you can pick out any movie you want to go to during the festival. Doesn't matter. You pick out the movie in the theater you want to go to. Just give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I'll get you a pair of tickets to the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival at the Oriental and Downer Theaters in Milwaukee. That's coming up September 18th through the 21st. So give me a call right now if you want a pair of tickets, and we'll give them to you. 748, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made-to-order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want. work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Sooner or later, it's 7:53. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 76. A clear night tonight, low 63. Sunny with a high near 76 tomorrow. Sunny and 66 right now here at Radio Park. Police in Midland, Michigan, once rescued a chicken right outside a Kentucky Fried Chicken store. I guess just in the nick of time, huh? It's 7. What is that chicken doing in front of KFC anyway? Here's Hermit's Hermit. Some of the something good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy. I walked home and she had
Sherman, sound is something good. 756 local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Got something big coming up for you. Yeah, our next multi-state text to win contest starts next Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes. Go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play. Download that app at WRJN.com. Listen for keywords starting Monday, the 22nd, exclusively right here at WRJN. All right, here are the three secret reasons people have dumped someone. That's kind of weird. They weren't smart enough. They weren't good enough. And you were better looking. I just want to go on record as saying I've never been better looking than anybody I've ever dated. Bad Blood, Neil Sedaka, 1157, WRJN. Sedak of Bad Blood, 8 o'clock on the nose. Time for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem this morning.
The American-Israeli alliance has never been as strong as it is now.
Rubio stood firmly in Israel's corner and insisted Hamas was emboldened by Britain, France, and other allies' recognition of a Palestinian state.
Hamas needs to cease to exist as an armed element that can threaten the peace and security of the region, and the people of Gaza deserve a better future. But that better future cannot begin until Hamas is eliminated.